As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
As I told you before, over the weekend, outstanding event up in Orlando at Boone High School, the Prep Red Zone camp combine that really produces a lot of talent. A lot of the kids get an opportunity to to show out, a lot of eyes on them. One of the guys that really, really does a tremendous job and statewide and also gets a chance to see a lot of kids and eyeball them up close and personal is Jew Johnson, evaluator and outstanding writer for Prep Red Zone Florida. He's kind enough to join us. Drew, thanks so much for taking the time. I know you're putting in a lot of work. I've been watching all those stories going up.
Hey, man, trying to get like you feel me? Trying to get like the GOAT, but nah, man, it's putting in work for the kids. It's all about exposure, man. We really appreciate the kids and parents that showed up this weekend. But thanks for having me on tonight, Larry. Let's get into it, brother.
A lot of fun to go to events like that. And, you know, it shows that, you know, when people look and they say, oh, well, there's not a lot of kids here. There was enough. You know, I always tell the guys, you know, the kids will say, well, there's not. I said, worry about you. I mean, if there's 200 right. kids here, you're not going to get the reps that you're normally going to get. You're not going to get the looks that you got. But from a standpoint of talent, there were a lot of good-looking kids at that event. You know as well as I do, you take a look at, you know, a lot of the quarterbacks alone and seeing some of those young kids, the kid Jackson Stetcher that a lot of people don't know about. You know, I know the people down here know him well, you know, especially last year. Nova Southeastern went up there and lost to his former team, Masters Academy. Now he's at Lake Brantley doing a tremendous job. Yeah. Got an opportunity to see guys like Drew Sapp out of Lakeland, somebody who a lot of people didn't know a whole lot about, a defensive end who kind of stepped up. Brian Granger, who we're going to have on right after you this evening, an offensive lineman from West Broward. Talk about the event. And I know that you and I roll up our sleeves and we get into it with the kids. And, you know, we try to make sure that they have a good time, but at the same time show up a little bit. Talk about an event like that.
Yes, sir. Just starting off overall perspective of what you first touched on. We had a great group of kids for the weekend. Our event was scheduled. You know, we had Easter going on, there's spring games, there's other high school 77 events going on. So, you know, Larry, Florida's like no other. On any given weekend, you could have many things going on. So, like I said, we appreciate all the kids and parents who showed up. So, first of all, our Prep Red Zone combines or showcases, they're unique, you know, saying from a standpoint. It's not oversaturated with many kids, and especially the ones that we've seen many times. So it was some fresh faces out there with some familiar ones. But more, it was an impressive group that was kids that's hungry for exposure. So always enjoying that aspect. But shouts out, first of all, before I get into it, shouts out to the guy who helped us run the thing, Larry. He was out there coaching the kids, you know what I mean, getting into it, working himself. He was tired and exhausted at the end. So that was a great aspect to it. But
Matt Lewis, let's give a shout out to Matt Lewis, former former mainland, Daytona Beach mainland star, also Indiana University. Yeah. You're 100% right. Got to give Matt a shout out. I know he's listening tonight because I'll tell you what, I think he adopted us now. I think he adopted us now.
Yeah. Hey, we need you out there again, brother, for sure. We need you running the thing, man. It was smooth with you out there. But yeah, Larry, really quick, man. These kids, they get a chance to compete in front of college coaches. We had college coaches out there. They get measured, you know what I mean? They get their legit measured. They get time. They get to go through positional work. So it's not just drills, you know what I mean? They get to go through one-on-ones, group sessions. A lot of these kids, you know, never ran the 40. They never did an L drill. They never got into these positional stuff. They got evaluated by a college coach pushing them. So to get these reps and to get in there mentally, it helps these kids prepare for the next event. So the energy was good. The talent was solid. And the kids boosted their stock. So I'm sure you want to ask me about some of the kids that stood out. So I'll let you take over there.
Yeah, well, I know that you wrote about a lot of them. The kid, Devon Washington, a wide receiver who also transferred to Lake Brantley. Our MVP at running back, Josiah Knight, from down here at Pines Charter, also showed up a lot. You know, there's so many good kids, the Curtis Dewberry kid. I know that the one thing is, You got to give the credit to a lot of those coaches who sent. Usually, obviously, Coach Brad Lord sends a lot of kids from South Lake, but they had some things going on. He apologized to me, but I'll tell you what. But the kids that came, you know, talk about some of those guys that you had an opportunity to see. The Townsend Evans kid. Guys, talk about some of the guys who you that stood out and. There were a lot of Miami kids, like, you know, Andy Sosa did a really good job out of Coral Gables.
It was, like I said, it was some fresh faces out there that you put me on before the event. It was nice to see them stand out. But you mentioned the Jackson Stetcher kid, of course, 2028 quarterback in the state of Florida. He's going to be one of the top kids nationally here soon. He's already a two-time state champion. So, but shout out to Landon Holly as well. He's a 2027 quarterback, about 6'2" now. He's an athlete. He even got out there and ran routes and defended, played DB as well. He moved over to the. He's moving over to the first. I know Larry doesn't like to see that, but he's moving over to TSA now. They got some athletes, so it'll be nice to see him in that offensive system. Another kid that impressed was Jackson Summerall. Moving over to John Carroll. He's about 6'3", 190 pounds. Smooth in his mechanics. I was very impressed with him. Just his frame overall and how he threw the ball, his confidence. Shout out to the young man, Gavin Pritzikow. I'm not sure if I'm saying that correctly, but he trains with Damon Trujillo, you know, one of the, you know, more well-known quarterback trainers in the Central Florida area. But he always looks good. He's starting to grow into his frame a little bit, but he's just a rising eighth grader, Larry. To watch him compete with the big guys, be confident, not afraid to get reps, try to be first in line. These are traits and intangibles that we note before you even throw the ball. So he's a young man that is really standing out. Another kid, Ethan Brios, Bartow High School, new OC over there, a new system. So I'm excited to see what he can do. He's getting a little bigger now, you know what I'm saying? He said he gained some weight, but his footwork looked clean and his timing is getting better, Larry. That's what's important with him. Another quarterback before I move on to some athletes, so Quentin Chandler over at Lake Gibson was good. Braden Padgett, Lake Gibson kid, and Jeremiah Hancock over at Deltona. They're all impressed. But some athletes I want to mention before we move on, Larry, really quick. Malachi Moore, Larry, this kid right now, guys, if you're listening, if you're a coach, you're a scout, this kid is a 2027 linebacker over at Lake Gibson. Yes, it runs in the genes. His brother was over there a couple of years ago. He's in college right now at South Dakota State, I believe. So it's in the genes for this kid, but he's a physical kid, 6', 215 pounds. Like I said, he's built like a tank, but he looks good in his drills, positional drills this weekend. It was one of the better standout linebackers. But can't go out without mentioning this kid, Larry. I know you want to wrap it up, but Michael Pickard, dude, this kid, right? We already know his brother
Child.
His brother's committed to Syracuse. Shouts out to Steven, you know what I mean? But I'm glad they came out and showed up. Shouts out to his parents, you know what I mean? Yeah. This kid, Larry, we already see his size, right? About 6'4", 305 pounds. You can't miss him. But to see him get out there and move his feet, use his hands, and show his technique, these are things that we want to see. These are guys that can come out there and get their name on a Larry Bluestein's radar before you go to a rival, before you go to some of these bigger camps. So he was a standout. There's many more we can shout out. Make sure you guys are checking out PrepRedZone.com if you haven't already.
No doubt. And also, you'll be having your podcast. Give us a little details about your podcast, yeah. When it's on, and what time it's going to be on.
Man, appreciate the plug, Larry, man. Once again, thank you guys for having me on, man. Much respect to what you guys do. But if you're listening, man, the Rundown is my weekly show where we dive into everything, high school and college football and basketball. So I try to have on some of the more well-known names in the game, from top-ranked players and elite coaches to media insiders and recruiters. So you're getting real conversations, different perspectives and insight you won't find anywhere else. So we go live on Twitter once or twice a week, and the buzz is really starting to build. It's starting to take off a little bit. We've got a couple of sponsors in the work, but we're shining light on talent all over the country, and we're keeping it live on what we do. So make sure you guys tap in. Don't miss it. You can find me at Real News 102 on all platforms. So if you're listening, make sure you guys go check it out. Appreciate you, Larry.
Awesome job. Before you go, you're Peanut Man. Everybody knows him down here. He played at the U. Talk about your Peanut Man.
Yeah, man. Shout out to my guy Lance Leggett over at Taste One Boiled Peanuts. You know what I mean? He's my first sponsor for the Rundown. I'm sure my Miami Hurricanes fans know that name. Former five-star standout. So, hey, don't think twice. You feel me? If you guys are interested in some boiled peanuts, I know my OGs are always looking for the boiled peanuts. But if you had an event or something like that, you're bumping to Larry at some of these games in South Florida, get you some Taste One Boiled Peanuts, man.
Good stuff. Hey, Drew. I thank you, brother. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it, man. Keep working hard, Larry. Thank you, brother.
You too. You too. Drew Johnson, Prep Red Zone. There's nobody like him. I'm telling you this. He is on his way up. He really is just.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
A hard worker.